episode 55.
Purpose for me is that subtext, right? People don't get up, hopefully don't have to get up each morning just to make money. They get up for a purpose, something deeper within them. And I think if you can create that in your organization, there's just remarkable power behind that.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. A warm welcome to Tesla's Louis Efron, author of How to Find a Job, Career, and Life You Love. He's the keynote speaker at Apex 2015. Louis, are you ready to go on point?
I am ready to go on point.
Hello, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here with episode 55 with Tesla's Louis Efron. He's this year's keynote speaker at the Apex General Session. Well, welcome to Remarkable Results Podcast, your on-demand audio vault for exceptional entrepreneurial interviews that's been referred to as an educational series from the School of Hard Knocks or the place where wisdom flows. Become an insider and subscribe to always be in the know when every new episode is released. Now, Louis Efron, currently at Tesla Motors, is a contributing writer for Forbes and the Huffington Post. He's also the author of How to Find a Job, Career, and Life You Love. He is an award-winning human resource executive, entrepreneur, thought leader, writer, speaker, theater director, producer, and the founder of World Child Cancer USA. Don't miss the keynote with Mr. Efron. It will be on Wednesday, November 4th, 2015, 8 a.m. in the Palazzo Ballroom at the Venetian. Louis Efron's presentation for Apex 2015 will focus on what purpose is and why it is important to an attendee's business and the auto care industry. Also, how a business can revitalize its talent pool and retain the best talent. He'll also speak of the power of knowing one's organizational what, where, and why. Also, the road to changing the world. This event is open to all Apex and AAIW attendees, and there's no fee to attend. You can follow Apex and Louis on Twitter at AAPEX Show. Louis is at Louis Efron and hashtag AAPEX15, Apex15. So for more information, visit www.AAPEXShow.com, Apex15. Show.com. You're about ready to enjoy a great interview that Louis gave. Without spilling the beans on his keynote, he's delivered a great value to you, our listener, on the entire subject of purpose-driven organizations. So grab your pen and pad. Here we go. Okay, Louis, what can an attendee at Apex 2015 expect from your keynote without giving away the whole program?
Yeah, I'm excited for you all to attend, so I'm not going to give away a lot. I'm going to say that the key behind it will be the connection, teaching people how to connect their purpose and their organization, their people to their purpose, and ultimately to achieve business results through that, because purpose is really the magic behind great organizations. That's what I'm going to talk about and try to let the attendees leave with that information.
Well, I hope I don't ask too many questions that give away your great speech, but I'm excited to have a chance to talk to you. Now, you've said that 80% of employees are unhappy in their jobs and that most companies struggle to articulate their purpose. Is this a leadership issue?
You know, it's partly a leadership issue and partly an employee issue. Leaders obviously create the culture and environment of an organization. And if leaders don't do that correctly and effectively, employees leave. Employees quickly become disengaged. But also on the employee side, when people are looking for jobs and looking to develop their careers, it's very important that they're genuine and they're real and they interview according to what they're really looking for and they ask the right questions and they give true and honest answers. And I think a lot of times this happens on both sides of companies, right? Companies create this great persona of who they are externally and you come in and it's not quite what it is. So employees are dissatisfied with that. And employees do the same thing. They create these resumes to fit the roles they're trying to get into, the companies they're trying to get into. They tailor it, put up a bit of a facade around that. They respond the way they think the company needs them to respond. And ultimately what happens is there's a breakdown on both sides because the relationship isn't what it's supposed to be. So I think being happy in your job requires great leadership in an organization, hiring correctly, putting the right people in the right roles, but also employees ensuring their career, they're getting in the right companies and right roles as well.
So you're really saying genuinity. I mean, if that's the right word, you got to be genuine on both sides.
Yeah, definitely. There's a great company in the UK called Wagamama. It's like an Asian fusion restaurant chain.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they talk about coming to work, not bringing their Wagamama face, being who they are. And they have a lot of unique characters that sort of serve you and very interesting personalities. But I think it's a great example of, you know, being genuine and fitting into a company because of who you are and trying to be someone else is just too darn difficult, as most people have experienced. So I think the more both sides can be genuine, the better the fit and ultimately the better engagement, the more happiness and the more retention you'll have in an organization.
Lewis, does a business leader need to have a personal as well as a corporate purpose?
Yeah, I think everybody, my belief and what I write about and what I always speak about is that purpose, everybody has a purpose in life. I firmly believe that, and I think that's what drives us forward. So organizational purpose is why you start an organization in the first place, why it even exists. And then your personal purpose is why you exist on the planet. And if there's alignment, there's incredible magic and power behind that. But you need to find out, you need to understand what your personal purpose is. And again, everybody has it. And again, what your organization purpose is.
Is your personal purpose all about what your strengths are as an individual, that if you love what you do, then you never work a day in your life?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite quotes. I always actually end most of my presentations with that quote, so I love it.
Sorry.
I think the key behind it, I think strengths support your purpose. So what you're put on earth to do is not normally what you're also best at. But you need to develop, like anything, any strength needs to be developed over time. And if you find yourself in a place where you're playing to your purpose and then you're also playing to your strength, then the more you do it, the more development you get around it, the better you become. So I think strength supports your purpose and what you're trying to do in life.
Well, without taking too much away from your keynote, this question may just drive toward it, but your writings on purpose-based leadership are great, and you discuss knowing what your why and what is. So why is why and what important?
Yeah, well, why is, again, your purpose. If you don't know why you exist, it's difficult to drive your what, which is what you're trying to do, and then ultimately your vision where you're trying to go. And I find that you end up in a situation where you're directionless. I mean, when organizations have a very, very clear purpose, it brings out the vision and the mission of what you're trying to do, makes it much clearer, right? It sort of rises to the top because you know why you exist, and that sort of fits into it. But if you don't have that core question answered at the beginning, it's difficult to paint a vision of the future. It's difficult to put a mission of what you're trying to accomplish because you really don't know. So I think that's how that sort of fits together. It's the subtext of everything that you do. I come from a background of theatrical directing, and when you see a play, right, in the play there's the words at the top, or if you see a film or TV, there's the words, and below is the emotion, the subtext, everything that happens below that really moves you. Purpose for me is that subtext, right? People don't get up, hopefully don't have to get up each morning just to make money. They get up for a purpose, something deeper within them. And I think if you can create that in your organization, there's just remarkable power behind that.
Well, I've read a lot of the things that you've written, and you've got some really good, succinct advice in some of these very short white papers that you've done. And I encourage our listeners, run Lewis Efron and start reading some of his stuff. It's great. Now, where does purpose fit with what we hear all the time in businesses, vision and mission and even values? So how does purpose fit and where does it work?
Yeah, purpose, again, is a foundation. It's a baseline for everything you're doing. And then after that, everything you do after that supports that purpose, right? So what you're trying to do, your mission, your values, as you mentioned, are incredibly important because your values support your road to your purpose ultimately. And if you have the wrong values, you're not going to be able to accomplish your purpose. So once you have your purpose at the very top line, as a foundational premise, everything else falls through. You design your recruiting efforts connected to that. You design your leadership development efforts connected to that. You design your people development, your reward and recognition systems. Everything else feeds into that. So that's how that sort of works. It has to be there as your baseline, and then everything has to be tied to it. And that's where the power of understanding how this works. And your strategy, for example, in a business, it's very difficult to design a great strategy when you don't really know why you exist, right? When you know why you exist, you could try a strategy to help you get there, and then everything else becomes clear. So that's how it sort of works for me, at least.
Excellent. Thanks. Now, if every role or job in a company has a purpose, is it important that the role's purpose be connected and aligned to the company's overall? If not, you're not a fit or you're not liking your job? Is that really what you're saying?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, I think, again, that's the difference between someone who has a 9-to-5 job that comes to work each day and just clocks in, clocks out. There's nothing extra because it's just simply a job. They need to support their family. We all need to make money. I'm not saying that it's not a reality, right? Everybody needs a job to make money. But the truly successful people in life and truly successful organizations in life create that alignment, right, for both the organization and for the employee. And that just creates the extra engagement and the extra energy and the extra effort that goes in to doing what you're doing. And it's no longer the 9-to-5 job that people don't put in the extra effort. And if you're trying to truly change the world, like great organizations are trying to do, you need everybody sort of buzzing 110%. And the way you do that is get people to jump out of bed each morning and say, this is why I'm put on earth.
Can't wait to get to work, huh?
Exactly. And
then you look up and you realize, oh my God, I can't believe I've been here for 12 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, people say some of these jobs, like they talk about, oh, how could a finance job be connected or an HR job be connected to it? But there's lots of great examples, right? The finance job, if you don't have people that talking about the numbers and making sure you have a healthy business that you're running, you can't fulfill your purpose, right? Because you go out of business. If you don't have an HR helping develop your people and your leaders and driving engagement, you can't help fulfill your purpose. If you don't have production workers that are creating great products to get out to your customers, doesn't work. You know, salespeople that really believe in what you're doing and trying to get your product out there to help change the world, it doesn't work. So every role in an organization sort of fits into that.
Thanks for that. Peter Drucker, well, he's considered one of the most influential management thinkers. He said, profit is not the purpose of a business, but rather the test of its validity. Is this hard for most CEOs and boards to understand or accept?
You know, in some cases it is, unfortunately. CEOs obviously and boards are very driven on the top and bottom line, which to change the world in any business, you need to have a healthy top and bottom line. That's just the way businesses work. But it's not the essence of what you're doing. It's the end result of what you're doing. And as soon as organizations and boards and CEOs really understand that, that's where the magic comes out. People usually don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to start a business just to make money, or just to become rich, because we all know starting a business is very, very difficult. It's not easy. It's hard work. And unless you really believe in what you're doing and you're passionate about it, you're never going to deliver the goods at a really high level, right? It's not going to be great. But if you say, I'm going to start a business because I believe in this, I'm passionate about it, I'm good at it, and I want to help the rest of the world in some way with what I'm trying to do, then that creates real value for your customers. And ultimately, the profits follow behind that. But if you're simply chasing profits, I mean, most employees don't even understand how the P&Ls work in a business, right?
They don't understand.
Yeah, they don't wake up each morning, I'm going to try to make the business more money, right? They right. wake up saying, I'm going to create better products, so I'm going to help more people with what I'm trying to sell. And that equates to the business results. So it kills me when CEOs don't get that if your focus is entirely on, you know, telling your employees that you want to make $10 billion next year doesn't really excite people. But telling people you want to change the world with your products and help people live better lives, whatever you're trying to do, there's always a way to connect that. That gets people out of bed.
Do you see a trend that this is changing?
Yeah, I definitely do. There's more and more organizations out there that believe in this. I mean, the Whole Foods of the world, the IKEAs of the world, the IDEOs of the world, organizations like that. I mean, the Teslas of the world, obviously. I mean, these organizations are driven entirely on their purpose and what they're trying to do. And that feeds in profits. And every company has bumps in the road and challenges. I'm not saying all these organizations I mentioned are perfect. But what I'm saying is they lead with their purpose. They lead with why they exist. And the profits and successes they've had in all cases, whether it be money or just growth, is a result of that focus. And that's where it comes from.
Lewis, is it important to recruit people to your team that believe in your why and purpose? And I guess my question here is there a secret on how to recruit the right people?
Yeah, well, there's a great quote. Now, the one quote I will tell you from my presentation, which I'll repeat then.
Here it goes.
If you want to hire people to move your mission and purpose forward, you must hire people who believe in what you believe. And this is by Simon Sinek, a book, Start With Why. Yes. A great, amazing quote.
By the way, I have to stop you for a moment. On my website, on my resources page, I have a video from Simon, from TED, that talks about why. So anyone who, I know you're going to drive that point home, if people want to, you know, go out and click on my resources page, they can see this why video, and I think it'll help them connect with what you're saying.
Yeah, no, he's a brilliant speaker and has amazing ideas, and that, for me, sums it up. And I'm not going to give away too much here, because I'm going to talk about, during my keynote, I'm actually going to talk more about this, and I'm going to give specific questions that I wrote and that I use personally, and I've used that through my career, to help align people there when you're recruiting, help align your people with the roles in your company and with your purpose. So I'm going to give you this during the keynote, so I'm not going to give it away now, but it's absolutely critical.
So why and purpose are connected.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly.
Got it. There's been lots of new career initiatives, Lewis, in the auto care industry recently, including a new jobs board for auto careers. How can the industry recruit and retain talent on these sites?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been talking about this through a whole presentation, but I mean, number one is clearly identify the purpose, the vision, the mission of what you're trying to do in organizations. So you're attracting the right people. But then networking is absolutely key. We live in an amazing world now of technology and social media, right? You can get to anybody. So your best recruits are referrals from your best employees. And the more you're networking out there, the more people are on LinkedIn, social media, talking about the great things in your organization, the more you're going to attract the right talent. But the key is really networking. I mean, nowadays there's such a sea of opportunity out there. I mean, when you're looking for a job, I mean, it's just overwhelming what you could find in every form of media channels out there on the internet alone. So I think it's really, really important that all your employees in your business network and spend time talking about your business. And if they see great talent, wherever they are, I've hired people. Actually, I've been sitting next to someone in a restaurant in Chili's with my family, and I heard some guy overheard some guy talking about looking for a job, and started a conversation with him, and we ended up actually hiring him in a former company. He did great work. So it's always keeping your ears and eyes open for great people. If you care about your organization and you love your organization, you're connected to the purpose, you want great people to be in there to help perpetuate that. And that's why I think the power of recruiting above and beyond job boards, it's great to get that out there, but rely internally with the people that you have. That's your best ability to bring in great talent to your organization.
I love to hear stories about that. Always having a business card and overhearing somebody, or walking up to a Starbucks counter and loving the person that waited on you and says, hey, I need to hire a guy like you.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're really saying you constantly have to be recruiting.
Yeah. I mean, I think the job of leaders in organizations, one of the big jobs of leaders in organizations, is bringing great talent. So you should always be recruiting wherever you are. And then if you can get your employees to think the same way. And again, it's that buy-in, right? If you love what you do, you're connected to that purpose, you really, really believe in this mission, you're going to want to bring other people aboard. You're going to want to bring the best people aboard. You're not going to refer, you know, lazy, incompetent people, right, to an organization you really love. So if you build that culture, people are going to want to say to their best friends, you've got to look into an opportunity here. We've got to get this person. He's great, right? And it's all going to work. But that networking is magic. I mean, in my career, I spent a lot of time building a huge LinkedIn network. When I identify great talent, I put a quick message out there, and within minutes, I get great resumes that I'm able to hire. And so that's powerful.
And that's a great little trick. I like that.
Yeah, it absolutely works. Spend your time networking, encourage your employees. You can incentivize your employees to also recruit and refer people in this manner. In the best case scenario, people will naturally do it because they love your organization, but you can also add incentives behind it.
So not only your network as the corporate leader or HR person, but the best people in your company, ask them to help you within their own network.
Yeah. I mean, just think about thousands of people have on their Facebook and their LinkedIn and their Twitter. I mean, think about if you could tap into that, if you even have 10 employees, you know, with 100 people each. I mean, think there's 1,000 people you can quickly connect with. So, yeah.
I see the headline. Come join the fun.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, definitely.
Lewis, you wrote an article on 6 reasons your best employees quit you. And I love them. Can you give a simple overview of each of them?
Yeah. Okay. So there's, as you mentioned, 6 reasons. So vision is number one for me. And when I talk about in the article, I spoke about Walt Disney. I went with my family just very recently, went to Disneyland again. And there's actually the park bench that Walt Disney sat on at Griffith Park when he thought up Disneyland. It's sitting in the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln presentation there. And I always loved spending some time staring at this bench because it is remarkable. It's where a remarkable idea was sort of born. But he's a great example of vision. This is a guy who got people behind the idea of creating a park around an animated character of Mickey Mouse. And he got hundreds and thousands of people behind this movement to create what he did. So his vision was so powerful. He painted it for his people. And if you can paint as a leader a vision of where you're trying to go, people will get on board. So that's number one, vision. And Walt Disney did it better than anybody. Number two is a connection to the bigger picture. And Gallup, another great organization, talks about the mission of my purpose, mission of and purpose of my company make me feel my job is important, really important in question, really important question they have on their Gallup Q12 employee engagement survey. And that connection is, we've been speaking about this the whole time, right? If you have employees connected to the mission and purpose of your organization, they work harder, they're more productive. The research shows that there's direct correlation between top and bottom line results, product quality, safety, absenteeism, everything.
So you mean employees that say, I don't know what's going on, and nobody communicates with us. Geez, we'd love to hear from the boss. That's what you mean?
Yeah, well, understanding why you're there. Again, back to that why you exist, yeah. Right? If you ask an employee, why do you do what you do? You don't want them to say, because I need a paycheck, right? You want to say, because I'm helping the world transition to electric cars like the Tesla. You know, I'm helping Whole Foods bringing great, you know, healthy food to people who can't, you know, the organization building, you know, successful vendors for our business. I mean, you want them to connect to something meaningful and important. And that's the response you want. So that's what I'm talking about.
Got it. Really, sure. Yeah.
And then number three, no empathy, right? This is a very simple one too, right? No one wants to be involved in an organization or a community or an environment where you don't feel cared for. I mean, it just does not feel good. It doesn't work. It doesn't engage people. It doesn't inspire people. So it's important to build a culture where people feel cared for, they feel listened to, and they feel heard. And, you know, I sometimes separate the listen and heard because sometimes you can sit and listen to someone and not hear anything, right? And that's great for initially, but then it doesn't work closing full circle. And when I talk about, you know, empathy and listening to people and actually hearing them is when they tell you something, you're asking questions to sort of probe further, really being intently connected to what they're talking about. And if it's an idea that you can implement in the business, implement it, let them know that you implemented it, celebrate the success around it. If it's something that can't be implemented, then you circle back and say, listen, I heard what you had to say. This is why we can't do it. But please come back and share more thoughts with me. But I find the issue with empathy usually happens in the back end where there's no closure, right? That someone sits, listens, nods their head, go away, and the employee never hears anything else, you know? So I think that's important. And also recognizing employees' birthdays and big family events, if it's important. Things going on in their lives where they need, you know, time to refocus, give them that time. It's important.
So a big takeaway for a leader is to become an active listener and don't listen with the intent to answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely so. Definitely so.
Thank you.
Number four is no effective motivation. And I go back to, there's a book you've probably heard of, Drive by Daniel Pink. You've
yep.
heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
So just a great book. And he talks about intrinsic versus extrinsic motivators. And you want your employees to be intrinsically motivated to do what they're doing because they believe in it, not, again, because they're just getting a paycheck. And that's when you talk about even integrity in an organization, right? Just to do the right thing because you believe in doing the right thing is much more powerful than trying to say, we'll give you a large bonus for doing the right thing. Because when the money disappears, suddenly the integrity may disappear. So you want people in your organization that are connected internally to what you're trying to do and what you expect and your values and your mission and purpose. And that drives true employee engagement and drives your business results as well.
What you're saying is not always about the money.
No, it's not always about the money. No, definitely.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. And, I've mentioned the article about waiting tables. I've worked in theater where I made no money and loved what I did. I put every ounce of energy into it. And then I've waited tables and you don't end a shift. I say in the article, you don't end a shift where you're happy if you get no tips because you've given great service because it's connected to that money. But you quickly leave. There's a loose connection there, right? You could go get another table waiting job next day. So that's an important factor.
I read that article. Good job on that.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you for that. No future, right? The research is showing that employees that join organizations today, they want to understand what the future, what their growth is. I mean, all employees, humans in general, right, need to learn and grow and get better. And if you're in an environment where you can't learn and grow and develop and you can't see a future path for yourself, it doesn't have to be necessarily a horizontal move. It could be a vertical move in an organization. But to understand a career path, how what you're doing today is going to lead to a better future for tomorrow for you is important. And leaders can help paint those pictures. And through dialogue with your employees, you can help better connect that. And again, research is showing that that's what employees are looking for. They're looking for the new generation coming up. They're looking for that connection to the future.
Yeah. And is Gen Y more critical to this piece called future than the other generations that are working?
Yeah. I mean, Gen Y, they want to live a life. It's no more a division between work and life. You can't have that anymore, right? With social media and email and, your iPhones and your Blackberries, whatever it is, there's no more separation. So Generation Y is coming in, is looking to live their life, and they're looking to live a quality life and looking to be fulfilled and happy, and they'll spend time on personal interests as well as business interests and be able to connect all that together. So they're looking for something different, and they need organizations to be able to paint that picture for them and help them enjoy their lives and see the future, and that's a defining factor behind getting great talent to organization nowadays.
Thank you. And the final point.
And the final point is no fun, right?
I mean, ooh, yeah.
An organization where you come in, it's just a place void of any fun or any personality. And, there's organizations out there that are creating, again, IDEO is the world. I love IDEO. It's a remarkable product development organization. And if you've seen pictures of some of their work environments, each cubicle is designed as the employee, within their personality, and there's bicycles hanging or airplanes coming through the ceiling, whatever it is. You spend so much time at work. If you can't have fun, if you can't joke around, and you can't build relationships that are fun and have a good time, that is just not a fun place to work. And the new generation coming up, as I mentioned, no division between work and home life. You want life to be fun. You go through this role once in life. You get, 80, 90 years if you're lucky. And not to have fun doing it is a shame. And fun adds engagement as well. It makes a better culture.
I worked for a guy once who said, if it's not fun, it won't last.
Yeah, I believe that.
That was a great, thank you, very quick spin through the 6 reasons your best employees quit you. Now, I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. And you being on and the keynoter for Apex, I got one final question for you. Because we sure don't want you to do the whole speech right now, and I'm going to be there. I can't wait to meet you. What excites you about speaking at Apex to thousands of members of the automotive aftermarket industry?
Yeah, when I got a call about this and started speaking about this opportunity, I was incredibly excited. First of all, I'm going to talk about this during my keynote. I've owned numerous cars and vehicles in my life. Vehicles have helped me get to my jobs, to important events in my life, to loved ones. I couldn't imagine a world without the auto care industry, honestly. And if everybody else thinks about this around the world, they couldn't imagine a world either, because really this industry facilitates and helps move society and humanity along. I mean, it's absolutely critical. And if this industry disappeared, the world would essentially stop. So I'm excited to get in front of hopefully a few thousand people that are part of this remarkable purpose and mission in life, and share some of my thoughts and be inspired by them. I mean, it's a remarkable industry, and I couldn't be more excited to be in front of such purpose-driven people.
Tesla's Louis Efron, author of How to Find a Job, Career, and Life You Love, and keynote speaker at Apex 2015. Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure being here, and thank you for having me.
Remember, the keynote with Louis Efron will be on Wednesday, November 4th, 2015, 8 a.m. to 8:50 a.m. in the Palazzo Ballroom at the Venetian. This event is open to all Apex and AAIW attendees, and there's no fee to attend. You can follow Apex and Louis on Twitter at AAPEX Show, at Louis Efron, and hashtag AAPEX15. For more information, visit www.aapexshow.com. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.